on his 45th birthday. I smile when I think of Luke, my son Luke, on his 45th birthday. Well, the rest of his family, father, mother, stepmother, sister, wound up in different fields than they entered after college. Luke has followed his grammar school dream. He's a writer, a television writer by trade. His talent and interest took him also into the writing of adventure games. More importantly, he's the same person at 45 that he was at 13. The more mature person, perhaps, but the imagination and presence that he had as a teenager. When he demonstrated computer game to 300, went twice to NASA's space camp, had published cartoons in Computer Shopper, traveled with us on business around the United States, maintained friends around two separate homes, started the high school literary magazine, and, like his father, failed high school geometry and the foreign language because they weren't on his crowded agenda. Again, like his father, his grades ranged from outstanding to abysmal, while his mother, stepmother, and sister were consistently around the top of their class. More importantly, again, he is interesting and the pleasure to be around or talk to. Since he was a child, he mixed seamlessly with both adults and peers in two separate households, and has retained the grace he showed then. When he was about 7, he probably had a concussion jumping down stairs at Superman and hitting his head on a radiator. But he was in high school, he definitely had a concussion after being kicked in the head in a soccer game. 38 years later, he is still Superman to me. In case you haven't guessed, I am very proud of Luke John McMullen. I just can't believe he's 45.